Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. I invite you at this time to get your Bibles and turn to the old prophet Jeremiah. We're going to begin reading in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 9. And what Jeremiah is doing at this time, he has written a letter to the captives that are in Babylon and telling them, now you need to just make yourself at home in Babylon. Go ahead and build your houses and dwell in them and plant your gardens and eat of them and marry and have your sons and dwell at peace among them that would have peace with you there, because it's going to be at least 70 years before you have a chance to return into Israel. And he's warning them, don't you listen to those false prophets that tell them you don't have to be at peace in Babylon. Because now, because of your sins, Babylon is your home, and you are going to remain there. Let's pick that reading up in Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 9. And while you're turning there in your Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, I'm going to begin this reading that we had started in our last class period and begin it now in Jeremiah chapter 29 and in verse 8, I believe I'll begin. Here's what it says. For thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets that are in the midst of you and your diviners deceive you, neither hearken ye to the dreams which ye cause to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith Jehovah. For thus saith Jehovah, after 70 years are accomplished for Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Jehovah, thoughts of peace, and not of evil, to give you hope in your latter end. And ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be fond of you, saith Jehovah, and I will turn again your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, saith Jehovah. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Jeremiah 29 and verse 15. Because ye have said, Jehovah hath raised us up prophets in Babylon. Thus saith Jehovah concerning the king that sitteth on the throne of David, and concerning all the people that dwell in this city, your brethren that are not gone forth with you into captivity. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, behold, I will send upon them the sword, the famine, and the pestilence, and will make them like vile figs that cannot be eaten. They are so bad, and I will pursue after them with the sword, with the famine, and with the pestilence, and will deliver them to be tossed to and fro among the kingdoms of the earth, to be an execration, and an astonishment, and a hissing, and a reproach among all nations wherewith I have driven them. Because they have not hearkened to my words, saith Jehovah, wherewith I sent unto them my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them. But ye would not hear, saith Jehovah. Hear ye therefore the word of Jehovah, all ye of the captivity whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Jeremiah chapter 29:21. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning Ahab, the son of Kolaiah, and concerning Zedekiah, the son of Messiah, who prophesy a lie unto you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall slay them before your eyes. And of them shall ye take up a curse by all the captives of Judah that are in Babylon, saying, Jehovah, make thee like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they have wrought folly in Israel, and have committed adultery with their neighbors' wives, and have spoken words in my name falsely, which I commanded them not. And I am he that knoweth, and am witness, saith Jehovah. Jeremiah chapter 29:24. And as concerning Shemaiah, the Nehelamite, thou shalt speak, saying, Thus speaketh Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, Because thou hast sent letters in thine own name unto the people that are at Jerusalem, and to Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah, the priest, and all of the priests, saying, Jehovah hath made thee priest instead of Jehoiada, the priest, and there may be officers in the house of Jehovah for every man that is mad and maketh himself a prophet, that thou shouldest put him in the stocks and in the shackles. Now therefore, why hast thou not rebuked Jeremiah of Anathoth, who maketh himself a prophet to you? Forasmuch as he hath sent us into Babylon, saying, The captivity is long. Build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. And Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. Then came the word of Jehovah unto Jeremiah, saying, Send to all them of the captivity, saying, Thus saith Jehovah concerning Shemaiah the Nehelamite, because that Shemaiah hath prophesied unto you, and I sent him not, and he hath caused you to trust in a lie. Therefore saith Jehovah, Behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehelamite and his seed, and he shall not have a man to dwell among this people, neither shall he behold the good that I will do unto my people, saith Jehovah, because he hath spoken rebellion against Jehovah. Now returning to Elam's notes, we read that when Nebuchadnezzar destroyed Jerusalem, he made Gedaliah ruler over the poor people left in the land, 2 Kings 25:23, and Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 5, with his seat of government in Mizpah. But Ishmael slew Gedaliah. In Jeremiah 41, Joanna rescued the Jews whom Ishmael had compelled to follow him, and through fear the Chaldeans persuaded them against the wise counsel of Jeremiah to go into Egypt. These Jews fled to Egypt against the counsel of God for safety from Nebuchadnezzar, and were slain by him there. We're going to read that sad story in Jeremiah chapter 41 and 42. So begin reading in Jeremiah 41 and verse 1. Now it came to pass in the seventh month that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, the son of Elishama of the seed royal, and one of the chief officers of the king, and 10 men with him, came unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah. And there they did eat bread together in Mizpah. Then rose up Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and the 10 men that were with him, and smote Gedaliah, the son of Anakim, the son of Shaphan, with a sword, and slew him, whom the king of Babylon had made governor over the land. Ishmael also slew all the Jews that were with him, to wit, with Gedaliah at Mizpah, and the Chaldeans that were found there, the men of war. Jeremiah 41 and verse 4. And it came to pass, the second day after he had slain Gedaliah, that no man knew it, that there came men from Shechem, from Shiloh, and from Samaria, even 80 men having their beards shaven and their clothes rent and having cut themselves with meal offerings and frankincense in their hand, to bring them to the house of Jehovah. And Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, went forth from Mizpah to meet them, weeping all along as he went. And it came to pass as he met them, he said unto them, Come to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. And it was so, when they came into the midst of the city, that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, slew them, and cast them into the midst of the pit, he and the men that were with him. But the 10 men were found among them that said unto Ishmael, Slay us not, for we have stores hidden in the field of wheat, and of barley, and of oil, and of honey. So he forbare, and slew them not among their brethren. Now in the pit wherein Ishmael cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he had slain by the side of Gedaliah, the same as we which Asa the king had made for fear of Baasha, king of Israel, Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, filled it with them that were slain. Then Ishmael carried away captive all the residue of the people that were in Mizpah, even the king's daughters, and all the people that remained in Mizpah, whom Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had committed to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam. Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, carried them away captive, and departed to go over to the children of Ammon. Jeremiah 41 and verse 11. But when Johanan, the son of Karei, and all the captains and the forces that were with him heard of all the evil that Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had done, then they took all the men and went to fight with Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and found him by the great waters that are in Gibeon. Now it came to pass, when all the people that were with Ishmael saw Johanan, the son of Karain, and all of the captains of the forces that were with him, that they were glad. So all the people that Ishmael had carried away captive from Mizpah turned about and came back and went into Johanan, the son of Karei. But Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, escaped from Johanan with 8 men and went to the children of Ammon. Then took Johanan, the son of Karei, and all the captive forces that were with him, all the remnant of the people whom he had recovered from Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, from Mizpah, after that he had slain Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to wit, the men of war, and the women, and the children, and the eunuchs, whom he had brought back from Gibeon. And they departed, and dwelt in Geruth, Chisham, which is by Bethlehem, to go enter into Egypt, because of the Chaldeans, for they were afraid of them, because Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, had slain Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, whom the king of Babylon made governor over the land. Jeremiah chapter 42. Then all the captains of the forces, and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and Jezaniah, the son of Hoshaiah, and all the people from the least even unto the greatest came near, and said unto Jeremiah the prophet, Let, we pray thee, our supplication be presented before thee, and pray for us unto Jehovah thy God, even for all this remnant, for we are left but a few of many, as thine eyes do behold us, that Jehovah thy God may show us the way wherein we should walk, and the thing that we should do. Then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto Jehovah your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever thing Jehovah shall answer you, I will declare it unto you, and I will keep nothing back from you. We'll begin there next class.